Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Creve Coeur Democratic State Senator Jill Shoup says a House Investigative Committee's report about Governor Crighton shows a, quote, textbook case of an abuser. A growing bipartisan chorus of lawmakers is calling on the Republican governor to resign. During Thursday's Senate debate, Shoup says allowing Crighton to be the ultimate policy decider is outrageous.
We're going to say we trust these bills to go to you, and that you are going to do the responsible thing in terms of signing or vetoing them, that you're not going to say, this legislator was with me, so I'll sign this bill. This one was not, so I'll toss it.
The report includes the governor's former mistress saying she did not give Crighton's permission to rip her shirt open or pull her pants down during a sexual get-together in 2015. Crighton's calls the findings, quote, one-sided tabloid trash gossip. The Missouri House Minority Leader says House Democrats will not support a special session about the future of the governor until regular session options are exhausted.
Democrat Gail McCann Beatty's announcement is significant because it takes a 3/4 majority of both chambers to call themselves in a special session. While Democrats are outnumbered 114-47, Republicans will need Democratic votes to get to the 3/4 mark. Leader Beatty describes Crighton's as, quote, unfit to hold any position of public trust, end of quote. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for the Ozarks through 10 p.m. tonight. A tornado watch is in effect for the Ozarks until 10 p.m. and for West Central, Northwest, and Northern Missouri until 9 p.m. A Greene County judge will appoint a special prosecutor to consider whether Commissioner Bob Certain broke the law by allegedly asking county workers to promote a sales tax that passed in November. A new analysis shows that Missouri has some of the most favorable conditions for individual taxpayers. Jason Taylor reports.
Personal finance website WalletHub rated all 50 states and based its findings on a calculation it calls tax burden rather than tax rates. State income tax in Missouri is 5.9% for almost all residents. WalletHub figures its tax burden by measuring the proportion of total income people pay in state and local taxes. It compared the 50 states based on what residents pay in property tax, income tax, as well as sales and excise tax, and determined Missouri to have the 12th lowest tax burden.
Missouri Southern State University in Joplin could face accreditation trouble. Communications Director Cassie Mathis tells KZRG in Joplin that the Higher Learning Commission has concerns about the school's financial numbers falling to a low level because of state funding and tuition rates. Find more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.